Broadcast time.
Hello, gentlemen. Welcome to Roundtable 105 Podcast time.
What do we got on the agenda today? Prop bets, wardrobe malfunctions, and Tebowing after sex.
Nice.
This is Roundtable 105 on Radio.com, where Rock 105's Sean Stewart, Greg Rambin, and Boner, you know, sit at a round table and talk and stuff. Thanks for joining us as we revisit this week's nonsense. Yeehaw! From Chattanooga, Tennessee, this is Roundtable 105.
Welcome, it's podcast time.
Podcast time. We're really good at getting good at that intro.
Yeah.
Nailing that.
You know, the highly paid jingle singers that come in and do it live. It's wonderful.
And then once you hit on something that works, like you just keep going back to it, like podcast time. I think we don't have to do anything else.
There you go.
Always lead with that.
Right. Thanks for coming to our podcast and have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
It's been pretty awesome.
There you go. Good night. Yeah. Drive carefully.
Right then.
So how you feeling after your Titans lost?
My Titans?
Yeah, well.
Our Titans. I mean, we were big fan. I mean,
well, I'm not a fan anymore.
You mean it? Oh, yeah.
I have to distance myself from that.
You fell off the bandwagon, did you?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm with them, win or tie.
Mm-hmm. It was a fun ride while they were winning.
So the Super Bowl is coming up, and who's going to take
word.
It? Oh, I cannot. The big bowl of soup is coming, and so who do you think's going to win this? Is it going to be the Packers or the Chiefs?
Well, I don't think it's going to be the Packers.
Can we even say that? Can we say
no.
Green Bay and Kansas City?
We can, but Green Bay is not in the big game.
You could say Green Bay all you want.
Okay.
They're still not going to play.
Can I say New Orleans then? I mean, as long as I'm doing that.
If they're not playing either.
They're not. No.
Do you want to take another guess? Does Greg know who's playing in the big game?
Atlanta?
Nope.
Anyone? Bueller?
You're not even getting closer.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
It's San Francisco. I'm just Joshing with you.
Oh, good. Okay.
I'm Joshing with you.
Or was he just, you know, keeping the conversation long enough?
No, what I was,
looking at his face to see if there was some doubt in there. If he's like, who the hell is playing? And I didn't see it, so I'm not
know the whole time.
Because here is,
unless he's just that good of an actor,
which he is.
He is an actor. Yeah,
he's been in more movies than we have.
That's true. So, well.
He was one of the best movies of the decade.
I mean,
movies. I don't want anyone to think that I'm
egotistical. I've been in movies. They've just never been in the theater. Not a real theater.
They're just all on your phone.
There's a whole channel of him on RedTube. Yeah. So here you go. What color will the liquid be that is poured on the game-winning coach at the big game?
You know, there's probably a jackass that would bet on that.
There is. And
what are the odds?
The odds on favorite right now at 11-4 is lime green or yellow.
My bet would lime be Andy Reid drinks it all. Like they just tip it upside down and he just starts guzzling it.
Clear water and red pink are tied at 3-1.
Huh.
Yeah. And finally, purple is 14-1. So if you want to make the big bucks there. Now, it's all implied improbability, okay?
Those are the prop bets.
Which one will say Patriots first? Will it be Joe Buck or will it be Troy Aikman? Because everyone talks about the Patriots. We know they're not in the Super Bowl this year. Even I know that. So who's going to say it first?
I'd say Joe Buck.
Probably Joe Buck.
Okay. Yeah.
And he's going to do it on purpose because he's probably going to he's going to bet on himself. I would. We already know the prop bets. If I'm Joe Buck, I'm betting, and I'm going to say the word Patriots.
Well, yeah.
Patriots. I win.
Boom.
Look at that. I put $1 million down on myself.
And even if I'm Joe Buck and I'm not allowed to bet because I know I'm Joe Buck, I'm going to have my buddy go bet for me. Like, yo, here's $1 million. Go bet on the Patriots. I'm going to say in the first quarter. I'm going to wear a red tie. Like, just go bet on all the
right.
Points. How do they stop that?
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird. Huh.
Because there are people who have to know the national anthem. Who's singing? They said Demi Lovato. I saw her singing.
That's right. What color will her microphone be?
Or how long is she going to sing it?
Mm-hmm.
She knows. Just bet.
Yeah.
That's how Demi Lovato makes her money. Yeah. Side bets on singing the national anthem. Also, you can bet on the color of Demi's hair. Black is the odds-on favorite this year.
The one on her head?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Do we, is there a bet on carpet matching drapes?
Yeah, well. Will any player use a prop during a touchdown celebration?
No, props are against the rules.
Well, you know.
Prop bets are the fun bets. I mean, there's going
to
be.
No, props in your touchdown celebration.
Like oh, you can't like, use a prop.
Texting, you know, pretending.
Yeah, like the guy pulled his cell phone out and, you know, in front of the goal post, that kind of prop.
Will J-Lo show butt cleavage?
Probably.
I would think.
Yeah. Oddsmakers are not sold on J-Lo's plumber's crack. No is the better bet. 1 to 10 odds.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then I ain't watching.
And here's one, another one for you, Boner. Will there be a wardrobe malfunction? I think we can safely say that will never, ever happen again.
Which is a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is a drag.
You were really onto something there. And then you were like, you know what? We're not going to do that anymore. And everybody's like, why? Janet Jackson has nice boobs. That was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I was cool with it.
Me too. They didn't really ask me when I was in the whole follow-up thing.
No. I was not once consulted on the entire thing. But if I had, think what a better world this would be.
I'm saying, every year you look forward to the Super Bowl halftime show. There's boobs. There's football. Like,
yeah.
And someone could sponsor it. Absolutely. I mean, get corporate America behind today's wardrobe malfunction.
Sponsored brought by to you Hooters. By,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
Hooters. State Farm. You're in good hands. Yeah.
I think the NFL should hire us. I don't know what's taking them so long.
Mm-hmm.
You have J-Lo and Shakira this year. Dude, that's an easy double wardrobe malfunction.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how viral that'll go.
You're in good hands.
You're in good hands.
You just now caught that one?
Yeah, it's just, right. Depending on what they look like, Arby's. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Arby's, we have the meats.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they could.
Moving on. Huh. So who wins?
Who does win? Well,
good news. We still have another week to talk about it. You can think about it. These are the bets. We're laying them out for you. You got time to befriend Joe Buck and J-Lo to try to make some money, or Demi Lovato. And then next week, we can come back and give our prognostication for the game. Who wins? We'll look at the spread and this, that, the other thing.
Yeah,
maybe we'll make some bets.
I haven't seen a spread just yet.
Maybe we'll have Greg bet, and if he loses, he has to get a matching haircut like us.
Nice.
Oh.
Get rid of my luxurious graying locks.
You know, when I was younger, I was into people, you know, making people shave their head. You know, make him shave his head. That'll be funny.
Yeah.
But now that I, you know, have a profound lack of hair on my head, dude, I worship his.
I don't.
I'm like, dude, look at that thing. I don't touch it.
You may kiss my ring.
It's beautiful. But if I'm Greg, the bet I'm making back to us is like, fine, I shave mine. You grow yours out for like 6 months. I mean, we're going to look ridiculous.
I can't stand it.
Well,
I can make it about 3 weeks.
I can't.
And I'm like, I look horrible until it actually really grows in.
Because
I could grow hair, but I just don't want to anymore.
But you look like, not you, we. I put myself in this too. Like when I let my hair grow for like 3 weeks, 4 weeks without shaving it, I look like I've aged like 5 years. It's just like.
I thought he said he looks like.
Yeah, so did I.
He had AIDS.
Well, yeah. It's not funny, Sean.
It's not funny. I don't look
that's
like
not
that.
Not funny.
To have AIDS.
That's not funny either, Sean.
Just real cool.
Yeah, real cool.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
So back
who was offended.
I think we publicly shamed him enough.
Did. I just aged.
So best Super Bowl of all time. USA Today recently had an article about the best Super Bowl of all time. There's been 53 of them so far, so the list is not terribly long.
For me, it's easy. All the ones the Patriots lost.
Well, unfortunately. Let's see. Peyton Manning's Bronco offense. It was a surefire winner.
Hmm.
That was six years ago. Seattle's Legion of Boom defense destroyed Peyton Manning's Bronco offense, and they scored a league record 606 points that season.
Hmm.
Yeah. The final, however, was 43-8.
Yeah, that was a boring Super Bowl. I think that was like the New York Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
LA Stadium was not a good one. Boring. I'm just hoping for a good game this year.
Exactly. Unlike the college football national championship, it was touch and go there for like the first quarter, but then thankfully LSU pulled it off.
Yeah, thankfully for you.
Yeah, for me.
And then after the game, I liked Odell Beckham Jr., former LSU player, like giving all the players cash on the field in front of everybody.
What an idiot.
Well, that's what made it funny to me. It's like, how do you not know this is frowned upon by the NCAA to give student athletes money? It's a big thing going on. He's just like,
what a dope.
Here.
I'm like, of all the people, you know better. You know not to do that. You're screwing this guy over. It's funny for you. Look at me.
He makes it all bad.
Moron.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Not an Odell Beckham Jr. fan. I laugh at his antics because they're so ridiculous. It's like, wow, somebody thinks like that.
Someone thinks that hair looks good.
It was just wild. And then then in the locker room, he goes up and he slaps the security guard on the butt.
Slaps the security guard on the butt.
Then he got a, little warrant issued for his arrest, which I think
they've since.
I said throw the book at him.
Yeah, that would have been great if they just
throw him to the volcano god Poony Poon Poon.
It's a good way to deal with him.
I'm unfamiliar with that religion, Boner.
It's a very small island somewhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't worry about it.
All right.
Throw the cast-offs go.
I don't know. I'm open to different
to the
religions. Is it?
It's way over there. Oh, don't worry about it.
Yeah, but he's nobody's favorite sports player, Odell. He's kind of a jerk. Did y'all see while we're speaking of sports real quick, the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Yes, I'm sure you're very excited about Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter's my boy, yeah. I'm super excited that he got into the Hall of Fame, and I'm not really one for numbers, but he was one vote shy of being unanimous.
Right, I wonder which Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, which clearly they should not allow the people in Boston to vote.
Exactly.
It was just like one person. Like, you were just a dick.
Mm-hmm. So that one judge who did not vote for Derek Jeter to go into the Baseball Hall of Fame, did he know how the others were going to vote, or did he truly vote his heart?
It was kind of implied that he'd be unanimous, but the other writers don't know unless they share.
Right.
Like, even as we're recording this podcast, nobody knows who that vote was. But there are people who are like sticklers to the history. They're like, listen,
sure,
Willie Mays, not a unanimous Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. Nobody was a unanimous Hall of Famer to Mariano Rivera. So they're like, what makes Derek Jeter a unanimous and not all these other people?
Yeah, in fact, I did find Mariano Rivera.
He's the only person. That was
unanimous.
Last year.
That was last year?
Yeah, so people thought, well, we kind of broke that unanimous thing. Well, Jeter could be unanimous. And then one person's like, you know what? I'm not ready for that yet.
No, I'm voting for Pete Rose.
Even better. I know Boner's, he don't care. He's not a Yankee guy. Do they have any Rays in the Hall of Fame at all?
I think former janitors.
Yeah, players that played somewhere else and ended up in Tampa. Yeah, absolutely. Wade Boggs.
Ah, that's a good point. There we go.
There you go.
So played his entire career somewhere else and earned his way into the Hall of Fame as a Red Sox.
There's no person in the Hall of Fame with a Rays hat on.
I don't think so. Not yet.
They're still a young franchise. I'm not trying to be a jerk with that. It's 20, 30 years.
I mean, eventually, yeah.
Eventually
it's going to happen, but not yet.
So Yankees got Jeter in, and Larry Walker was the other Hall of Fame person for baseball, which is coming up. They do the whole thing in July.
Right.
So you got that to look forward to this summer.
And something we should keep our eye on, I don't have all the details right now, but you know that minor league baseball is going through a big turmoil right now, is that they could be axing over 40 teams in the...
And unfortunately, Chattanooga is one of the crossers.
And Chattanooga, unfortunately, is on that list. And I think maybe we should prepare a little bit more, maybe get Rich in here to talk a little bit more about that. And even the mayor. I think the mayor is putting...
Mayor!
Yeah.
I could be mayor.
Get the mayor in here talking about it because, I mean, the Lookouts have been a minor league baseball team since the 1800s.
They haven't. I've heard Rich, in other platforms, talk about they're one of the more successful minor league franchises. Their attendance was super high. The things that Chattanooga does, I think he was pretty, from what I heard, seemed like he was surprised that the Lookouts were on that list.
We're on the hit list, sure.
But the reason they're on the list, and I love everybody at the Lookouts, but the stadium's just, it's just a dump. And that's the problem is that stadium's been on that hill forever, and they have to move that stadium and give, that's what Major League Baseball is looking for. Looking for stadiums where they do other kinds of revenue than just a baseball game. They want 360 stadiums that you can walk around the whole concourse. They can put, more food vendors here and more carts here to sell things. And the Lookout Stadium, how it was built, is just limited in that kind of stuff. And that's their one main flaw, is just the stadium. If they were able to somehow get a newer stadium. I think the Lookout's gonna be here for the next.
Yeah, well, see, that will be tough, though, is getting the city of Chattanooga, particularly residents, to.
Well, I think it would be going to people who own the team, like that's who, or they find a sponsor, like AT&T Field. I mean, they were one of the major sponsors for that old stadium.
But it seems a bit absurd to expect, you know, some kind of superior minor league baseball stadium, you know, for a double A team. It's, you know, well, you, we want you to be able to walk around, and it should have a dome, and, you know, I mean, it's like, come on, man,
but
really?
The stadiums, have you ever been in the bullpens there, the dugouts? I mean, there's high school baseballs that have better amenities for the players. These are professional baseball players, and you expect them to use that? I mean, we joke here in Chattanooga with the equipment we have. Are we worse professionals than people in other markets?
Yes.
No, we're not.
Yes.
We get the hand-me-down.
You, me, him? Yeah.
Well, what happened?
Couldn't cut it anywhere else.
You know, careful.
Remember, no Pujols ever played for the Lookouts. No. But we have several years ago when Michael Jordan played for the Birmingham Barons. I mean, that was a great boom for minor league baseball, particularly here in Chattanooga when the Barons came to play the Lookouts. But that's one of the first things that Michael Jordan did. No, he didn't build a new stadium for him, but he bought him a new bus.
Yeah, he did.
And yes, it is minor league baseball, but so, I mean,
why can't we just improve upon it and make the fan experience better? I go to countless Lookouts games. I love going. I will still go at the stadium in its current how it is.
That is.
But if you were to give me maybe an upgraded stadium with other amenities, more stuff for kids, like if you go see the Nashville Sounds playing Nashville, a Triple A team, they just built a new ballpark up there a few years ago, and it's amazing. You take the
what makes it amazing?
All the different activities that go on. Nobody, unfortunately, nobody goes to a minor league baseball game to watch baseball. You need to have a thousand things to do there. You think about it. You go with your kids. I've got a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old. Trying to keep them in the seats watching a baseball game is like herding cats.
Mm-hmm.
Go over here. You get a drink. There's cornhole for the kids to play. There's a playground here. There's mascots. This. There's fan. Hey, take your selfie here. You'll get the dugout in the background. There's a million fan, you know, interactive things you can do at stadiums. They've got things in between innings, which are fun.
I like how you're thinking, and I wish they would do that with movie theaters.
Same thing.
So that people do not bring their 4- and 5-year-olds to an R-rated movie.
You can make these things more family.
I mean, you could put in like a theater cage.
A soundproof.
Yeah, exactly.
Theater cage.
Put the kids in the theater cage. You won't be able to hear them.
Soundproof?
Yeah. You can play cornhole.
We'll just throw popcorn in there.
Here's a hot dog here, some Raisinette. Shut up.
Hey.
And we'll be out in 2 hours.
I don't mind that at all.
Yeah.
I just went and saw a movie without my kids over the weekend because luckily my wife took them and I just went and saw a different one. But if we had that aspect, my wife and I could have saw the same movie, and we could have just thrown popcorn kernels at the kids in their soundproof cage.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about more family-friendly activities, whether it's at the movies or the Lookouts. Really?
Yeah.
You know, and I just, and maybe too, like, I'm spoiled. Like, I'm a baseball guy. I do selfishly want a awesome stadium here in the scenic city. It'd just be cool.
No, I think that is a great point of view, because I don't look at it that way. Whenever I don't go see the Lookouts a lot. But I do. I probably go a handful of times every season. I'm not there for every home game, but maybe 5 the entire season.
Now, can you always say you remember the score when you leave?
I do not.
See, because they're doing.
But I'm
things.
Watching. My wife does.
Fair, okay.
And we sit there and we watch the game.
And we do too. But we're drinking. It's the cheapest bar in town. They got great beers there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun place. But I think there's. It's just I've been to a bunch of minor league facilities, major league baseball places. It's just very limited as compared to what else is out there. So if you're Major League Baseball and you're looking to cut teams and they just look at AT&T Field, like that's, you guys aren't doing what everybody else is doing. You need to kind of bring your product up and maybe we'll let you stay.
So it's not about the baseball, it's about the presentation?
I think so, because I think Rich and the Lookouts have done everything they can for the baseball.
Sure.
I mean, they do a great job. Attendance is up. I mean, it's a million degrees to go to a Lookouts game. People are still there. Mm-hmm. So they're doing something right, but if you're Major League Baseball, why did they point out Chattanooga? I'm thinking it's got to be the amenities.
Because they're not pretty?
They're just not they're not player friendly. Like, if you're a player, I don't think you should have to play at that field. It's not great at all. I've done the tour, the bolt behind the wooden walls there at the bullpen. Mm-hmm. It's all rotten and falling off. I mean,
now I have not seen all of that. You know, I have been on the field. But I've not been in the dugout. I've not been in the bullpen. I've not seen
the clubhouse all on the right field.
I've not seen all these things that you have. So I don't have that perspective. As far as going to a minor league park and watching a game, and when I go to a Lookouts game, I go and watch the game. I'm not there to, you know, wonder how, you know, whatever this or that. Yeah. You know, I know they have beer, and I know they have, you know, hot dogs and pizza and all of that and baseball, and I go and I sit and I watch the game and, you know, get another beer and then watch and get another beer, and that's what I do. So I'm not really concerned as much, and I'm sure that a lot of people probably are. I guess, you know, you're looking at it, you know, you have kids.
That's why. Exactly.
And I have been there with my kids. But they generally, you know, just sat there. So, I don't know. I mean, I'd have to go back 10 years and think, okay, what was this like when I had kids? And but at the same time, I'm like, I don't want you up doing all that crap because now I'm missing the game that I came to see. So sit down. Get in your baseball cage.
Which would be
we can
great.
Have baseball cage, too.
Yeah, put them in there. Yeah.
Get
here's
a baseball.
Some raisinets.
Yeah, have some raisinets. Shut up.
Like on the batting cage, just fire baseballs at the kids?
Yeah, I mean soft. Cause,
but you're
you know,
right, though. I mean, but that's it. Just perspective. Like having two small kids, like I need stuff for them to do at the game so I can kind of enjoy it. But if I go see a Lookouts game by myself, I'm doing what you do. I have beers, hot dog, and I'm there for the game. And I probably will know who wins when I leave. And I know the players. But so many people who go to used car night, all these other Lookout things, don't know any of that. And if you think of the revenue they would generate by just having extra, you know, hot dog stands or another, you know, beverage cart or another souvenir stand, they're going to make money, or seats they could sell that aren't in direct sunlight.
I don't understand why baseball stadiums, I don't care which one it is, but for the most part, you go and you're sitting in your seat and you have a very limited choice of beers that they're going to bring around.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's going to be like Bud Light, you know, Mick Ultra or whatever, and I'm sitting there going, you know good and damn well I don't want to drink that. Where's my Sweetwater 420? Because you do sell it down here, and you do sell it out of a can down there. Can't you do the same exact thing? Load dude up and have him, and maybe it's because more people are going to drink the, you know, Mick Ultra or whatever. I don't know, but I'm like, damn it! Now I still have to get up.
And he has to go down. And you're probably right. I wonder why they only bring.
I mean, can't you put a couple in there? And
well, maybe you should go over there and become a beer guy. They're doing they're looking.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm not going
to
do.
February 8th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at AT&T Field. They're having their yearly job fair. And you can go there and you can be a food service staff, an usher, a ticket taker, a camera operator, grounds crew, or on the promotions team. So, I mean,
yeah, okay, no.
If I was retired looking for something to do, I would work at the Lookouts. Just
yeah, it might, sure. might be fun. Yeah, absolutely.
I would absolutely do that. Now, when I got other things going on, no, I don't have enough time. But future Sean, I absolutely wouldn't. I would carry the beer around for like a game or two because it's got to be heavy after a while. Like, I'd be like the beer guy in April.
I can't believe he said a game or two. I thought he was going to say like an inning or two. Because I know they're heavy.
Dream big. Dream
big. I would do like the first game or two, like when it's still a little springish. Mm-hmm. And then like once it gets to the middle of the summer, like you pass it on to like the intern.
Weird. Yeah. Yeah. Chuck, get in there.
You're in. But I think I'd be here. Who wants a beer here? That'd be perfect.
I have a great story. When my son, Gregory, was very young, maybe 5-6 years old, we were at a Lookouts game. And we went a lot more when he was younger. And several months later, it's football season, and we're watching a game on television. And this guy jumps out on the field during the football game, and of course they have to chase him down.
My son,
5-6 years old, he says, "Wow, Dad, that guy must have had a lot of Esco beer." And I said, "Esco beer? What is that?" And he said, "You know, the stuff that they sell at the Lookouts game."
Esco beer! Get your Esco beer!
Esco beer, yeah.
That's right, Esco beer.
And I think it's a drag that they don't show this, you know, the people streaking around the field and running onto the field anymore. I mean, that is... That is good fun.
It's great fun. It's for all of Zoe.
it's like human rodeo.
Forget the puppy bowl.
You know, the security guys run out there and then they hog tie the dude. You know,
you start like putting rope on their sides. Like we give them rope to go out there. Like, hey, you are now armed with rope.
And put a bell on him.
Yeah, and every time he runs out there, you just
go. You know, I would watch that.
We should start combining sports. Like it's the rodeo baseball league.
Man, I would totally watch. And I hate when some fool's out on the field again. I'm like, well, put it on.
Well, how foolish is he?
Get on TV.
I know, but that's. And I'm watching TV because I want to be entertained.
Again, Randy,
and damn it, that's entertainment.
Sure as shit is.
So I'm sitting here going, you don't understand. Well, it's delaying the game. I'm like, I don't care.
But then you get like the guy out there who's like pretty nifty on his feet. And he like kind of like, you know, like fakes out the security guard. Like he'll go shake left and go right. And the security guard like, has to change. I mean.
I know, but then the crowd's going, yeah! And they're getting into
you're
it.
You're always rooting for the fan running.
Of course. No.
You're like,
go, honey. Run. Run. Run! Naked!
And I've actually been like, is it worth it? Because my parents warned me. I used to go to Yankee games with my friends all the time when I was a teenager. And like, you don't run on the field. Like, I was warned every time. I was that. They were scared. They're like, do not run on the field, Sean. I'm like, well, what's the worst thing that could happen? And my dad's like, fines. You'll spend the night in jail. And they told me they had a jail at Yankee Stadium. I was like, they do? Like, I wanted to see it. Like, does it have the NY logo on the wall? I don't know. But I never had the chance to, but I was.
You suppose they serve hot dogs and stuff in the jail at Yankee Stadium? What do you want? Hot dog, nachos?
You get like a leftover?
You're like, damn, right on.
Why do you get arrested at every game? Well, the spread down there is
amazing. Dude, you should see it. We got free popcorn. I got a beer. They got a TV.
And if I don't know if you know this, I was on SportsCenter.
For a brief second before they cut away to a Snickers commercial.
I say we bring back the on-field display.
I have to imagine most of the world is absolutely with us on that. They're like, dude, I want to see that too.
So what if the game becomes a little bit longer?
It got 2 minutes longer, but that was 2 minutes of stellar entertainment that I just got.
Until like one person just fails, like some guy's going to just trip over his own feet when he starts, like, boo!
Yeah.
Take him to jail.
Yeah, you go to the jail and no hot dog, no pizza, no nachos for you. Sit down.
Nothing. Oh, man. Again, dude, we have got great sports ideas. They really got to come tap into this room.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, we had those ideas for the Super Bowl halftime show. Now for Major League Baseball. I mean, geez.
Mm-hmm. All right. Who's next? NBA?
Oh, you know, did you see that college football?
Cancel
college
the season.
Basketball fight the other night between Kansas and Kansas State?
No.
Huge brawl.
Yeah, it was nuts.
It was wild. One guy picked up a chair, was trying to hit another guy with it, and the coach grabbed the chair. Just another random idea here. I liked it a lot. I was like, yo, if they combine like wrestling and basketball, like make WWE college basketball, make that a league.
WWB.
Wrestling basketball. See? Vince McMahon, let's chat. You know, that'd be awesome. That's how I play basketball anyway.
Yeah.
Just tackle people.
The Boxing Basketball League.
Dude, say no more.
Dude goes to post up and just get jacked in the face. And you're like, oh, look at that. Took one to the jaw.
And you get extra points. Like, if you make the shot while taking one to the jaw,
yeah.
It's like a 5-point
That's
play.
A 20-pointer. Knocked him out cold.
Woo! But he still made the shot, so congratulations.
Yeah, when he wakes up, he goes to the line.
Yeah, he comes back and play for a while. Like 15 minutes later, it's like, oh, he's back and take his foul shots. He's smelling shot salts are kicking in. Wow, dude, this is great. We should have a sports talk radio show.
There you go. About fantasy sports. Not
extreme sports.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Well, with that, gentlemen.
Have we done a good 30 minutes? Can we
already?
Can we quit talking?
Can we quit talking? That's, I don't know. Hey, guys, got anything else?
Huh.
Didn't even get to our Netflix picks.
Oh, yeah. There's good ones on Netflix, too.
Yeah, I did start watching You.
Me?
Not you, but the series You.
Me?
No, not you. The series You. No, not you. The series You.
Me?
No.
Not you.
We could do this all day.
Yes,
we
could. Was it called Don't F With You?
No, and I did watch part of Don't F With Cats, which was pretty
bizarre.
Pretty awful.
Did you know that was the unwritten rule of the internet? Did you know that was rule zero?
I mean, it
I didn't know.
It's so unwritten. I knew it without knowing that I knew it. Yeah, it's just, you know, dude.
I was like, yeah, it makes so much sense.
I'm like, what kind of jackass would hurt a cat? Man, fool.
But yeah, no, dude, don't have with cats. It's just this manhunt. It's wild how these people on the internet are such, like, I mean, they're attention to detail people. Like, dude, look at that door handle in the background. Then all of a sudden, just this Google search of a bazillion
doors. That door handle is only sold in the north of France in the wintertime.
Seriously.
On Sundays.
I mean, track it down.
You're like, what?
Who bought it? Next time you take a picture and post it on the internet, be careful of what's in that entire picture, because some sleuth somewhere could track it down if they wanted to. Ooh, look at those glasses he's wearing. I bet they only sold 4 pair of those in Chattanooga, this one location, between the 2 weeks in November of 2018.
I'm scared now.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I'm not buying anything anymore.
So don't F with cats.
I don't.
It's a good man.
All right.
Yeah, watch yourself.
What else did I see on Netflix? Oh, the Aaron Hernandez documentary, which is sad and wild that a person could just murder people and then keep playing football.
Yeah, I mean, it was really good series, but you're right, sad and just nuts. That dude's behavior, you're like, wow, what a nutcase.
Yeah, that's like just straight up, like, he's murdering people and then just going to hang out with Bill Belichick the next day. Like, it's just wild. And then they showed at the end of the...
They probably sat there and compared notes.
Like, how do you just... Like,
yeah, well, I cheated. I killed 2 people. You know? All right, you win. You get to play. What? Too soon?
And then what's wild about that is, like, if you think about Aaron Hernandez and where he came from and his collegiate quarterback, Tim Tebow.
You have the dark side and the light side of the force there.
Like, just looking at it.
Clearly didn't rub off on him.
No, not at all. And then also, just a quick shout out to Tim Tebow for having sex. He got married.
That doesn't mean he had
sex.
That's
not a guarantee. That's true.
That's a good point. Welcome to the
being,
man glad.
Being a married person, you were better off before. As far as sex was concerned.
You think he Tebowed when he was done?
If he didn't, I have lost all respect.
He had to have.
Like, that'd be great. Look at that. I'm me and you.
Had to have. Like, after 3.5 seconds, he's just like...
I wish I had thought of that sometime when I once had sex. That would have been...
To Tebow when you were done?
Yeah, Tebow when I'm done. I'm busy back there posing, though. Right, then. I'm off.
All right, done.
Well, boner's gone. I guess it's done. Go home.